politics, sports, entertainment? Yeah, we've got that. It's WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Fabulous, sir. He could never be. Mr. Rob Center just does more and more for us every day, so we appreciate his help and hard work each and every morning. On the news line with us now, Beth Stark is here, the Lifestyle Initiative Manager at Wise Markets. She happens to be a registered dietitian. And Catherine Long, a Healthy Living Coordinator and registered dietitian at Wise Markets, on the line. Good morning to both of you. Thank you both for calling in.
Yeah, good morning to you.
I do appreciate that. Well, this is not going to be an exciting segment. The usual stick, diet, fitness, exercise, take care of your heart, keep your cholesterol low. So it's not like the podcast where we get to really dig into avocados. This is going to be the same old news.
Of course, this is going to be exciting, Mark.
I know. I'm just harassing you. I always harass you because your stick is the same. Shop around the periphery of the store primarily where all the colorful items are held, and exercise at least a half hour a day, and the dietitians will keep you informed on WKOK and on the podcast from there. Well, let's start out. It is American Heart Month. Do we have any new information to pass along as it relates to cardiac health and us taking a little bit better care of ourselves?
Well, Mark, I think that's the good news, that, you know, very good nutrition advice has not changed over the years, and we know that. So we also know that we shouldn't be kind of getting into those fad diets, which we do talk a lot about on the podcast, and the one that'll be coming out next Tuesday, I'll give you a little preview. We're actually talking about the best diets for heart health and the worst. Mm-hmm. So we'll get into that a little bit. But what we want to talk about today, so February is Heart Month. We know that heart disease is basically the number one cause of death in America, and there are things that we can do to keep our hearts healthy. So we want to talk about eating well, we want to talk about getting enough sleep, movement, as well as stress. So all four of those things really are big contributors to our overall health and our heart health. So starting with eating well, of course, it doesn't mean dieting and giving up all the foods that you love. There's always room for everything in your diet. But we like to take the approach of focusing on adding the really beneficial foods instead of focusing on things that we should try to avoid. So three things that we want to try to eat more of. So one would be omega-3s, and this is the type of unsaturated fat that can help us reduce inflammation. And inflammation can really damage our blood vessels and lead to heart disease. So some good sources of omega-3s would be seafood like salmon, tuna, halibut, or even plant-based sources like walnuts, chia seeds, and ground flaxseed. And so next would be some fiber, especially soluble fiber. So that can help to reduce your bad LDL cholesterol and your overall cholesterol. So things like beans, oats, oranges, flaxseed, almost all your fruits and vegetables you're going to find fiber in, as well as whole grains. And third would be potassium, which helps to lower our blood pressure. So typically we eat too much sodium and not enough potassium, which are both electrolytes that work together in our body. So potassium-rich foods would be things like potatoes, yogurt, broccoli, cantaloupe, bananas, salmon, and pistachios. So I think really trying to add those really great sources of the omega-3s, the soluble fiber, the potassium into your day, and really your heart will thank you later.
I'm probably pretty healthy then. I just ate two packages of prepackaged fried clams, fried and breaded clams. So did I get my good omega-3s in?
Well, you may have gotten some out of there, Mark. You know, and I think actually just, Catherine, as you were just talking there, you know, we know that the majority of Americans do not get enough of all three of, like, the primary sources of these, you know, very valuable heart-healthy nutrients. So we're not getting enough seafood regularly in our diet. That recommendation is about two servings of seafood per week. You know, the majority of us get about half of the recommendation for fiber. So that's, you know, we're getting maybe like 15 grams when you're, you know, ideally men should get close to 40 grams per day. And even potassium, which, you know, as Catherine noted, a lot of the primary sources are fruits and vegetables. We fall short of fruits and vegetables. So I feel like with that, we all have a really big opportunity here. It's like very small changes to what you eat regularly. It can make a big difference in what you're doing for your heart health.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of the sound advice that she's given out over the years here and elsewhere and in the podcast is just sage advice that still continues. And almost every time you've mentioned it, you've always said, well, you can have ice cream once a week. Just make sure the, what is it, 80-20 rule that Chelsea Davis told us years ago, make sure 80% of it is pretty sound, good, you know, good foundational food, and 20%, that kind of gives you your leeway. Okay, so that is eating well. Movement, you've been talking about a half hour of exercise for a long time, too.
And, you know, yeah, again, that's like one of those things that doesn't change. And even just beyond the benefit to your heart, I mean, physical activity can just do so much for your mood, for your energy level, for your stress level. You know, just I feel like your overall outlook can benefit from a quick little, you know, workout. And, you know, so, yeah, the recommendation is to move, you know, around 30 minutes a day. But we know that can be challenging for folks. So I think it's like starting wherever you are right now. And if it's a 5-minute walk when you're doing nothing, you know, that's a great place to start, or, you know, breaking up a workout. So if 30 minutes at once is kind of challenging, break it up, you know, to maybe 3 10-minute increments over the course of the day. And actually, speaking of Chelsea, one of our recent podcast episodes featured Chelsea, and we talked about just how to move kind of in the real world, like knowing, you know, time is of the essence, and we're all struggling to fit everything into the day, that, you know, there were some really great ideas there to make it happen, you know, amongst all the other chaos in your life. You know, so I think moving, and, you know, now we're getting more and more daylight, you know, bundle up, get outside, get fresh air. It makes all the difference.
Ooh, Figo and healthy bites. Now, that is a tough combination that it would be hard to beat. And stress, what can we say about stress? Some people really like to be all wound up at work and, you know, to really kind of get a lot of things done. What can we say about that?
Yeah, so really, I mean, a little bit more research is needed to determine exactly how stress contributes to heart disease, but stress may affect behaviors and factors that increase your risk for heart disease. So, you know, things like high blood pressure, high cholesterol, inactivity, you know, if you happen to be really stressed, or some people may choose to have a few beverages or smoke to manage their chronic stress, but those types of habits are really ones that can increase your risk for increase blood pressure and, you know, increase risk for heart disease. So it's more about the habits. And there's, you know, everybody will react differently to stress, and what is going to reduce someone's stress might be different for somebody else. So it's important to find the thing that works for you.
And do tell, please, what is, in your review and your informed opinion, what is the worst diet for heart health? Give us a little preview.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know, Beth. Can we give him a preview?
Well, only Mark and listeners, if you promise to listen to our podcast episode when it comes out next week. But, you know, we really value the U.S. News and World Report kind of document that comes out at the big, you know, right around January, that does do all of this ranking. And, you know, I will say too, with that, the folks that weigh in on all of these different, you know, fad, trendy, you know, and science-based diets are legit. You know, they are legit professionals. So, you know, we know that we're taking their credibility very seriously, for sure. But, you know, I think one of the ones that kind of pops up certainly is the keto diet, which, you know, maybe there are listeners that align with that lifestyle. But, you know, what we really talk about in that episode is what is more sustainable, what's most approachable, you know, something that you can easily adopt into your lifestyle without massive changes, which in general, a keto diet or something like that does require a major shift. And it's just not something that can typically be followed in the long run. You know, so we won't give you the top diet. I mean, you can always go out on
right.
US News and World Report and find it. but we would definitely discourage, you know, unless, of course, you're under, you know, the kind of the supervision of a dietitian or a physician. I mean, there are some reasons to follow a keto diet, but for the general public, there is not a good reason for that.
Well, maybe you should come out with a Healthy Bites diet. I think it would go viral. I'm sure it would be quite popular. Okay, so you mentioned eating well, movement, making sure you're getting that half hour of exercise a day or much more. That's a floor, not a ceiling, as we've learned lately. Make sure you're aware that stress is a factor in blood pressure. It's really complex to start to address that. And sleeping, you mentioned that. We're starting to hear more and more about sleeping.
Yeah, so most adults need about 7 to 9 hours of sleep each night, and then kids and teenagers obviously need more, but our body uses sleep as a way to heal and repair itself. So while we're sleeping, our body is repairing our cells and our tissues and our blood vessels. It's keeping our immune system strong. It is kind of preparing ourselves to be just kind of more energetic and alert the next day. The more sleep you get, the more productive you'll be the next day. You'll be able to solve problems better. You'll be more creative. There's just so many benefits to getting enough sleep at night.
Sorry. I think I was yawning with the mic on. That had nothing to do with the great content of your fabulous information.
You're really busting our chops today, Mark.
Sorry. Yeah, we're off the track. Okay. Well, revenge is heck, so we'll get that next time. We'll be back at 7:40. We'll talk about knowing your numbers. What else can we talk about at 7:40? Knowing your numbers, those come from your physician. What else?
Yep, we just want to talk about the symptoms of a heart attack and a stroke, too. It's important to be aware and notice those symptoms if you have them or if someone you are with is having them.
All right. Now, I used to get a little card that would list all the public and live events that you would be having. So since most of those are curtailed, we'll talk about the virtual events that are coming up. We invite our audience to do as I've done on many occasions, listen to the Healthy Bites podcast. I listen to it on Spotify, but you can listen to it on any platform you so choose. Beth Stark, Lifestyle Initiative Manager at Wise Markets and a registered dietitian, and Catherine Long, Healthy Living Coordinator and a registered dietitian. They're on hold until 7:40, at which time we'll talk to them again about the important topics they just mentioned. That'll be coming up a little bit later on WDKOK Sunrise.
When news breaks are on the Central Susquehanna Valley, learn about it first on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
It is time for us to resume our interview on WDKOK Sunrise. On the news line with us now, Beth Stark, Lifestyle Initiative Manager and Registered Dietitian at Wise Markets, and Catherine Long, a Healthy Living Coordinator and Registered Dietitian. Good morning to both of you. Thanks again for calling in.
Good morning.
We are talking about American Heart Month, and on the first part of our show, we talked about making sure you get enough sleep, eating well, sleeping sufficiently, getting plenty of exercise, sleeping enough, stress, and making sure you get enough sleep. You can tell which, I extract the things that I think will be higher priority in my life from your conversation, but yeah, we do appreciate that. If folks want to go back to that, Rob does have it posted on the WKOK podcast page. Let's talk about heart attack and stroke and knowing your numbers. These are things you primarily get from your physician.
Yeah, so there was a study that came out, I think it was in 2019, and also almost half of Americans could not recognize the five major symptoms of a heart attack, and it's really important to know what those things are in case you're experiencing them or in case someone you know or you're with is experiencing them. So just to go through the rundown of what those five things are, so chest pain or discomfort, shortness of breath, pain or discomfort in your arms or shoulders, feeling weak, lightheaded, or faint, and then lastly, jaw, neck, or back pain. So if you are experiencing any of those, call 911 or get to the nearest emergency care center. You don't want to delay treatment. And then with a stroke, it's also important to know those symptoms as well. And so there's an acronym called FAST. So that stands for face drooping, arm weakness, speech difficulty, and then time to call 911. So again, it's more about just being aware of what these symptoms are. It's always good to have a reminder, and just to, you know, if somebody is experiencing those, to, you know, call the doctor, call 911, get to the emergency care center. It can never hurt to get checked out.
How many heart attacks and strokes are preventable? You had mentioned that earlier that blood pressure, high blood pressure, leads to more cardiac issues, such as what we're describing
yeah.
right now. So how many of these are preventable?
It's hard to say for sure in terms of numbers. There's a lot of things that go into your risk. Some of it is genetics. And some of it is lifestyle. So when it comes to things like genetics, it's hard to, you know, control that. It's just in your genetics. But, you know, so especially if it's in your genetics, then you really want to be careful of any lifestyle factors that you can control. So it's just all about making little changes where you can, and all of those things are going to add up to benefit.
All right. So the idea is education. Make sure that people are aware of the symptoms: chest pain, arm pain, shortness of breath, weakness or lightheadedness, pain in the jaw or back pain,
mm-hmm.
and the classic face drooping, the stroke signs. Where will there be opportunities to talk about this? I know you haven't been doing in-person events, but you have virtual events planned. Tell us about those.
Yeah, we've converted everything virtually, and so we offer with the dietitians virtual and one-on-one consultations. So, you know, perhaps you've just gotten some information about your cholesterol or your blood pressure, and you're looking to make some lifestyle changes to help to manage those conditions. You could see a dietitian for that. We also do have a host of different group programs, including cooking classes that are interactive for preschool and elementary-aged kiddos, as well as cooking classes for adults. And we also do have, a number of different, like, heart health-focused workshops and a kind of a virtual store tour, all available in February. So the best place to check all of that out is to visit the Wise Markets Facebook page and click events, and then that's where you'll see, like, what's coming up, and you can link directly from there to registration. So it's really quick and easy. We have classes, you know, regularly all month long. We're working this month with California walnuts, so we have some really great walnut-focused recipes and, you know, just different ways to kind of infuse more heart-healthy ingredients into your everyday meals.
Have they mailed you many, many walnuts for you to sample and to share?
Well, you know, some of the dietitians that are closer to, you know, store level, yes, they will be sharing some samples and so forth out, you know, but we do have some, you know, recipes built around our Wise quality walnuts. You know, they're available in our stores. But lots of great programs. If you haven't checked them out, they're all free. And we've gotten some really great feedback. The kids' classes are hugely popular, and it's really great. You know, we really enjoy seeing the kids, you know, when they share pictures with us, kids and their creations, and, you know, just seeing the amount of pride that they have for what they've completed in the kitchen. And, you know, parents have been really excited to share that kids are trying new foods and expanding their horizons. So just lots of really great information available through these classes. And, you know, if you need more help to kind of get registered or have questions, you could always email wisedietitians@wisemarkets.com, and then we can help to guide you to what you're looking for or set up a virtual individualized consultation.
Yeah, keep all those in mind. We invite folks also to listen to the podcast, the Healthy Bites podcast. I listen on Spotify, but a lot of folks can listen on any particular platform, and you can just link to it and listen to it right from the website, wisemarkets.com. So we encourage folks to consider listening to the Healthy Bites podcast. Let's go back in time on the podcast. You had kind of mentioned that you had Chelsea Davis on. It was more of a diet and fitness exercise prospect. We have about a minute left in this segment, so please mention some of the highlights of some of the previous podcasts, if you would.
Yeah, we talked a lot about intuitive eating around the new year. So we know around the new year, people want to make resolutions, and, you know, often, you know, losing weight or dieting is one of those resolutions. But we also know that New Year's resolutions don't last, and really by February now, most people have kind of given up on that. So we just wanted to take a different approach this year. And so if you haven't heard of intuitive eating or know anything about it, we'd really encourage you. We talked a lot about this. We had three episodes actually back in like the mid-20s, like 23, 24-ish episodes that talked about the principles of intuitive eating. And then around the new year, we had two guests who are intuitive eating counselors certified to talk about it too. And it's just a way to just be more not so restrictive and rigid, and just really enjoy food and things like that. So if that sounds good to you, I think you should give it a listen.
We can tell what I would extract from those podcasts. One, don't beat yourself up if you decide, and don't torture yourself not eating something. Go ahead and enjoy a little bit of it.
You can. That's exactly right, yes.
That has become my mantra at work and at home, and while eating and standing in front of the freezer and everything. So, well, I thank you both so much for the information. I think it bears repeating the great ways to contact you, wisemarkets.com. I'll say that. Beth, again, just briefly, the contact information to reach out to you.
Yeah, you know, again, for our virtual programs and to, you know, see what we have going on in February, visit the Wise Markets Facebook page under events, and you'll see everything listed there, or just simply email us at wisedietitians.wisemarkets.com.
All right, sound advice.
Wisedietitians@wisemarkets.com. I'm sorry. Wisedietitians@wisemarkets.com.
Come on, Beth. You had one sentence, as they say. All right.
I haven't had my breakfast yet.
There you go. Okay. Well, thank you both so much for the information. I always really look forward to our conversation. Can't wait till we're back in the studio, probably a couple to two, 3 months down the road, but we'll look forward to that. Thank you both so much.
Thanks, Mark.
That is Beth Stark, Lifestyle Initiative Manager at Wise Markets and Registered Dietitian, and Catherine Long, Healthy Living Coordinator and Registered Dietitian at Wise Markets.